When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The road to a happy marriage is a long one, with plenty of twists, turns, and even potholes along the way. The trick is to stay on it so that you eventually reach your destination. On today's case, Mr. Johnson says his marriage to Mrs. Johnson has taken more detours than he's comfortable with, and he's had enough. He says her destructive temper, outrageous spending, and her near constant need for control have him at a crossroad about their union. Can Mrs. Johnson get this marriage back on track? Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Johnson versus Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, you are here today because your 23-year marriage is in jeopardy. You say your wife is a narcissistic control freak who doesn't acknowledge her wrongdoings, and if things don't change, you are ready to walk away.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mrs. Johnson, you are here because you say you love your husband and you want to save your marriage. You say it's the lack of communication that has caused some issues, but you think your problems are solvable.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so I am looking at a marriage that is over 2 decades long. The two of you have been together for married for 23 years, and you have a 23-year-old son and a 32-year-old who you all have raised together. There's a lot at stake here. Mr. Johnson, I see you even brought divorce papers today.
Yes, Your Honor.
May I see them, please, Robert? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
So, Mr. Johnson, this is serious. Why don't you take me back on how you guys met 20-some-odd years ago and what got us to this point where we're in divorce court today?
Yes, Your Honor. We met... I started a new job. We were both working at a mental health facility. And she was the shift supervisor and the person responsible for training me. The more we talked, the more we found out we had in common. We got along wonderfully. We laughed and joked. And then one morning, she told me that some of the crew liked to get together after the shift ended, and they would go to breakfast. And so she invited me. And I said, sure. So when I got to the restaurant, it was just her. And so...
Player. I like that.
And so the rest is kind of history, so to speak.
How long did you date before you got engaged?
2 years.
And then how long were you engaged before you got married?
It was that same 2-year period, basically.
Okay, so you all really dated, yes. Got to know each other, at least you thought you did, and then got engaged and started building a life together.
Yes, ma'am. Everything was going good, and then all of a sudden things changed. The anger started to increase, the manipulation was there, the controlling, and then I noticed the spending.
Let me go on over here to Ms. Johnson. Ms. Johnson, Mr. Johnson paints a beautiful picture of how you all got together. Do you remember it that way also, ma'am?
I do. I had a daughter. Mm-hmm. I told him that I had a daughter and that we came as a package. And if he couldn't accept my daughter, then he couldn't accept me. And he did. He stepped up to the plate and was a great provider and, you know, jack of all trades.
Now, it's interesting to me what sounds like literally a match made in heaven. You had common interests. Common goals, you started to build a family. Mr. Johnson, the first thing in my court papers, you say overly controlling.
Yes, Your Honor.
What's that about?
There have been several instances. One is that we bought a house together, and when we first purchased the house, it was a short sale, so the house was in pretty, you know, jacked up condition. Mm-hmm. So my family, my parents came over to see the house because they were so happy about the fact that we had gotten the house. And
it was a fixer-upper?
Yes.
Okay.
They came in, they saw it in disarray, and, you know, they wanted to see the final product. And when they came back to see the house, of course, they were invited over. But when I called to let her know, she threw a fit. I mean, just very irate that they couldn't come. The house, we weren't ready. She hadn't had time to do anything. So I had to literally stop them from coming when they actually flew and came into town for this purpose. And it's been roughly 10 years that we've been in the house. My parents have been to Texas roughly 25 times in that 10-year period, and they still have not seen our house.
What? That doesn't even make sense to me. Members of the jury, close your mouth. I saw one of the jurors' mouth just fly open because that just sounds crazy.
And she just will not...
Miss Sweeney, come on. You...
Your Honor, it's not all like... It's not that way. He's over-exaggerating.
Well, all I want to do is ask some very specific questions.
Okay.
Has his family been over to the house in the last 10 years?
They've been over twice, I believe, Your Honor.
In 10 years?
Yes, Your Honor.
Miss Sweeney, why would... I'm not even going to argue over the two.
Can I interject something?
So is that too wrong?
I would say yes, but in a contrast to that, her family has probably been to our house 40 times in that 10 years.
I'm getting ready to go back to Miss Johnson. How's he over-exaggerating?
Your Honor, here's where it starts. I have certain cleaning days that I clean up and I have everything in place. Well, his mother her home is immaculate. So anytime someone comes to my home, whether it's my family or his, I like for everything to be in place and not just, in disarray.
Lady, quit. 10 years and you have not let this man's family come and be in your house because you have certain cleaning days?
Yes.
You are overly controlling. I'm telling you that right there. That's proven that case.
We don't have to go through all that when your family comes.
I was raised that, if someone comes to your home is in disarray. They're going to look at the woman, not the man.
Well, this is what you do, ma'am. When somebody come to your home and it's your husband's family and things aren't as you might want them to be, you say, y'all, please excuse the house. Your son over here acting like he don't have to pick up nothing. I'm going to try to get this stuff cleaned up, but I just wanted y'all to be here. Y'all hungry? That is what happens in everybody's house across the nation.
There's no room in the house that's messed up except maybe our bedroom. But,
you don't even look like somebody that would have the house looking nasty. You don't even look like that person.
There's certain rooms in the house I don't even go in.
Mrs. Johnson, excuses are tools of the incompetent. They build monuments to nothingness.
I understand.
No, those that excel in them seldom excel in anything else. I'm telling you right now, that is the lamest excuse. Why don't you want this man's family in the house? Because that's really the issue.
I love to cook. So I had a lot of appliances. I was going to prepare a meal. I couldn't find them. She told me she didn't know. We went to one of her relatives' homes. And all of my utensils were there.
Nuh-uh. See, that's the best part about being sneaky. If there's nothing to be sneaky about, you're not sneaky.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
I love his family. I love them dearly, but I just don't... I guess I got this hang-up about them, because his mom has everything in place. When we go over there, I want that same thing. I want to give them the comfort of that.
In the last 10 years...
Yes.
You could hire a cleaning service to have somebody come in there and clean that house because you know your mother-in-law about to come over. That right there, that's a lame excuse. That's clear to me that you feel some kind of way and don't want them in the house. I'm telling you that.
That's just one example, Your Honor.
I love them, Your Honor. I really do.
Then you need to literally, when you walk out of this courtroom, invite them over for dinner. That would show to your husband and to me that there's no lame excuse. No matter what the house looks like, that family should be invited to the house. I'd love to hear that, the end of that story. Mr. Johnson, you said that's not even it.
Correct, Your Honor.
Because that one kind of kills me, I'm not going
to
lie.
I love to cook. That was one of our things when we got together. I cook. And the agreement was I cook, she's supposed to do the dishes because that's the one thing I hate.
Correct. I cook in my house, my husband does the dishes.
So I had a lot of appliances. Once we combined and moved in together, I was going to prepare a meal. And I went to look for certain appliances, certain utensils to utilize to prepare the meal. I couldn't find them. So when I asked, where are these things, she told me she didn't know. A month or so passed, and we went to one of her relatives' homes. And all of my utensils were there.
Nuh-uh.
What?
And so when I asked about them and I said, I want my stuff back, she told me, well, it would be embarrassing for me to get it and bring it back or what? Go back to them and take it back.
Tag, you're it, Ms. Johnson.
Your Honor, my husband is a gadget person. He loves gadgets, and sometimes we have two of everything, some of the things that he purchases. And so my family was in need of something. I was like, yeah, we have two of them. You can have that, the older one. I wouldn't give the newer one away. So when he asked me about it, I just told him, I said, I don't remember. I don't know.
You lied.
I lied because I didn't. I didn't want to say anything about it, thinking that it'll just go away. I didn't realize that he was going to go to the house and see it, to my relative's house and see it.
But it was my stuff.
Correct.
When we got married, it was our stuff.
No, it was his. Because if you thought it was yours collectively, you'd have told him. See, that's the best part about being sneaky. If there's nothing to be sneaky about, you're not sneaky. If you would have just simply said, hey, babe, I see we have two steamers in here. Which one of these do you really like to cook with? Because you know Joey don't have a steamer.
She has three floor steamers.
For clothes?
No, just for the floor.
Oh, wow.
She has two clothing steamers.
Your Honor, I have issues with my back, so I have to make sure that things are good for me. So, yes, I do have three cleaners, but they serve the purpose of what I need them to serve.
It's interesting. It's a large house. You have three cleaners.
Yes.
But you can't keep the house clean enough for your in-laws to come over any time in the 10 years.
I plan to paint the inside of the garage. I just come home from work. And I said, you know, I'm going to get to it. And she was like, no, I want it. You need to go ahead and get it done. You've been saying you was going to do it. You need to go ahead and get it done. She had a knife stabbing the couch as though that was me.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Like I said, he's making it more grand than what it is.
Then the anger comes out if she doesn't get to do what she wants.
What do you mean anger? Now, I don't see anger with this lady. Tell me, what am I missing?
Well, let me give you a couple of examples. There was one issue in particular, and she wanted... It was about painting the inside of the garage. And so I planned to paint the inside of the garage. I had just come home from work. And I said, you know, I'm going to get to it. You know, give me just a few minutes. And she was like, no, I want it. You need to go ahead and get it done. You've been saying you was going to do it. You need to go ahead and get it done. And I said, I am going to do it. This, you know, escalated into a small argument, which I didn't understand. So I was like, this doesn't make no sense. I started to walk away. And then I looked back because I was going to say something. She had a knife stabbing the couch as though that was me and, you know, what she was going to do to me if I didn't comply with what she was saying.
The couch?
See, the couch.
See, that's what I mean. He over-exaggerates things.
What did the couch do?
I was in the kitchen cooking, and I came down to ask him. Your Honor, he'll say he's going to do something, and it's months later. So it's an old couch. It was an old couch, and I just got upset.
That didn't
matter.
Okay, Mrs. Johnson, here's the thing. You don't know how to manifest your frustration. You want to use a knife?
Had it in my hand, Your Honor. At the time, I didn't go get it.
So, in other words, you control that situation also?
I don't see it as controlling.
Well, I do. Because I 100% can look up what the definition of control is, and there go your picture smiling back at me in the dictionary. I can tell you that right now. You like things your way, and you like it your way when you want it. That's just the truth. And Mrs. Johnson, that may have been sufficient for Mr. Johnson over the course of the last 23 years, but he's telling you it's not sufficient anymore. That's what he's saying.
The big, big issue, the shopping, and it is an addiction.
I'd love to see what you're talking about.
Evidence? We have a 5-bedroom house.
That's huge.
She has taken up over 4 closets.
Oh,
and
wow.
All of them look like that.
Now, you know...
These are all walk-in closets.
Wow.
You can't walk in them anymore.
Mrs. Johnson, I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing television for 30 years, and I have a lot of clothes and a lot of shoes. But even my closets don't...
Now, what you don't see...
Your Honor.
What you don't see, Your Honor, in that picture is behind those clothes are 2 rows of shoes stacked up.
How does that impact on your financial situation as a family?
A lot. Like, before we bought our house, we had to get our credit in line. We had to get her credit in line. Because... all of her things were maxed out. Mm-hmm. And so we had to work on that. It took us close to 2 years before we got everything straight. And so we were able to purchase the house. Then the rates dropped about 2 years into
it. Right.
So we wanted to refinance to get a lower rate.
Right.
And so when we went to do that, of course, they run your credit. She had ran all of her everything back up.
Not all of them.
Mrs. Johnson, I'm looking at what's going on in your family dynamic, and you all are in your mid-50s. This is the time where you should be planning for your long-term future.
And I can't. You know, we're not getting any younger. We're close to that retirement age. I don't want to work all the way up until 60, 70 years of age.
Neither do I.
But you're not helping us plan for the future that we had talked about, the different things we wanted to do, the travel and all those things, because we keep having to meet the bills that are now.
You know, this is financial planning 101.
Your Honor, I just feel like I feel like I'm getting the short end of the stick here today. That's what I feel like. I don't feel like I'm controlling.
Well, you are controlling.
I'm not, Your Honor.
Well, this is the best part about that sign that says Judge Starr is I get to make that determination.
Okay.
You are controlling.
Okay.
You are. And you even trying to control this situation right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not even acknowledging the fact that you really put some things in place in your family that a lot of people would have said, you know what, I'm done with this. Because you're not going to tell me my family can't come to my house. Not a house that I pay for. I mean, a lot of people would have said that, Mrs. Johnson. A lot of people would have said, I'm trying to plan for the future. I'm a black man in my 50s, and I am susceptible to cardiovascular disease and stroke. And at any given moment, I might be on my behind. And I need to make sure that I'm not working myself to death until I'm 80 years old because we have not planned. Somebody might have said that. But the fact that your man is still standing here, even though he handed me some divorce papers, says that he was trying to find a way for you to hear what he is saying. You need to be trying to listen, because I'm going to tell you right now, this right here is a good man. This is a man who has provided an amazing life that you have contributed to. Y'all have put together a great family. You have a lifestyle that allows you to live in comfort. And I can tell you right now, the day he says he done, there are going to be 3, 4, 5, 6 other sisters standing right there waiting to take your man.
Well, they
Mrs. Johnson.
Because they ain't getting
Then you better act right, because I'm going to tell you right now, I always say, if you can beat me rocking, you can take my chair. But
exactly.
Girl, everybody going to be standing up in there trying to rock. Because this gentleman right here has told you what he needs. He needs you to hear him and to put him as a priority. That's what you need to do to save your marriage. It's not complicated. It's not complicated at all. Mrs. Johnson, I have divorce papers in my hand. This is how serious it is for your husband. The man is trying to tell you that this is serious. He wants his wife, but he wants a full partner. Are you willing to try to give him what he needs and what he wants?
Yes, Your Honor. I want to save my marriage.
Mr. Johnson, do you want me to serve these papers?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Johnson, what I would like to give you, though, the two of you, is some sessions with a financial counselor so that you all can start to put in place something to help protect yourselves as you do go into those golden years. And I will throw in some marriage counseling sessions so that effective communication can be put on the table. I'd like this to work. To see a successful, amazing family come into divorce court over stuff that's easily solvable, if people just put themselves in the position of their partner and remember why you fell in love. I think this marriage can work, but I'm going to need you both to put the work in. Mr. Johnson, speak up now. Speak up.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I think they got into a little bit of a rut. Mm-hmm. She became very comfortable being in charge of everything.
You know what? It's a perfect example. It's never too late for resolution. They've been together for 20-plus years. Mm-hmm. And as long as both parties want to work it out, it's going
to
work.
And I think Mr. Johnson literally just wanted to be heard. Mm-hmm. He wanted, for the first time, his wife to see how serious it had gotten.
Right.
And I think her eyes were open today.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope so.
Made in Georgia.